powerful possibilities. In sum, during their reconstruction and reconsolidation phases, the neural patterns underlying negative material can be changed by linking them to positive material in two ways. First, you can infuse positive influences into negative material. This will frame it in a larger, more realistic, and more hopeful perspective, plus soothe and ease its feelings, sensations, and desires. Second, you can disrupt the reconsolidation of associations between negative material and neutral triggers in neural structure, gradually erasing them. These are powerful tools for reducing and clearing negative material. Here's one of my favorite examples of using them. I was dog-sitting my daughter's two Cardigan Welsh Corgis. I know them well, and we like each other. I decided to lie down quietly on the floor to see what they would do. Within seconds, they came over, put their front paws on my chest, licked my face and lips, very gently bit at my nose and ears, snuffled at my neck, ran around me, and then started all over. Needless to say, I was laughing and giggling. It was such a lovely experience of unconditional love. Then it occurred to me that I could use this experience to heal a very painful memory from when I was about 3 or 4 years old. My grandmother was nasty and cruel and had locked me outside the house and told me that the cows in the field next door were going to come eat me and other such crazy stories that terrified me. I repeatedly held in mind the lovely experience of the corgis jumping all over me and licking my face with unconditional love, while also remembering that painful time with my grandmother. It worked! Now, I cannot think of my grandmother without immediately thinking of the corgis. The old memory fades away, replaced by joy and love. This is the fourth step of taking in the good. By linking positive and negative, you're injecting medicine for what ails your mind directly into the neural networks where pain and distress and dysfunction are rooted. This linking may seem exotic or risky, but actually it's natural. I bet you do this yourself already sometimes, holding positive and negative together in your mind. You may remember a friend's support when you're worried about your kids. Talk yourself down when you get upset about something. Go for a walk in nature if you are feeling blue. Pray about an illness or loss, or hold chronic pain in a large and peaceful space of awareness. Linking positive and negative can be done informally in everyday life, as well as formally in various psychotherapies. For example, psychoanalysis connects a new interpretation to a person's neurotic symptoms, and Rogerian therapy holds a client's pain in the therapist's unconditional positive regard. In particular, coherence therapy, developed by Bruce Ecker and colleagues, systematically links positive and negative material. Taking the fourth step. So let's get into the details of the fourth step of taking in the good. You begin as usual with the first three steps: have, enrich, and absorb. And then, when you feel solid in the positive experience, you link it with some negative material. You can hold both positive and negative material in awareness as long as you like. When you are done, let go of the negative and allow yourself to marinate entirely in the positive for another few seconds at least. If a neutral situation, action, relationship, or desire, i.e., the trigger, has become associated with negative material in your mind, several times over the next hour, with no sense of the negative being present, try to be aware of neutral or positive things along with the neutral trigger for a dozen seconds or longer. Sometimes there is no clear neutral trigger, or at least you can't think of one. If so, no worries, just skip this part of the fourth step. The holding in awareness of both positive and negative material that you've done will still have benefits for you. Holding two things in mind. It can feel a little odd at first to be aware of two things at once, but you already have many experiences of this, from listening while taking notes to keeping a preschooler happy in the back seat while driving to school. With a little practice, you will get even better at it. Keep the negative material in the background of awareness so that it is dim, small, and mild. Meanwhile, hold the positive material in the foreground so that it is bright, big, and intense. If the negative gets too strong, drop it like a hot potato. Be on your own side. You are for the positive. You want it to win. If it's useful, imagine allies with you, supporting you, strengthening you, cheering you on. If the negative is especially intense or compelling, you can simply be aware of the idea of it, nothing more, while immersing yourself in the positive. Or you could have a more detailed sense of the negative material, but still keep it far off in the wings of the stage of awareness, with the positive material under the spotlight. Most challenging, but probably most powerful, you could sense the positive making direct contact with the negative. For example, you can imagine the positive material sifting down into the negative like a warm, gentle, and persistent rain, like a golden balm that touches and soothes places inside that feel raw, hurt, or bruised, or like water filling up old hollows.